continue taking your calls. I'm just setting up the hour. And a big hour it is.
Big.
8:30, Dave Fleming. 8:45, the release of the first ever Bay Area Sports Talk Audience Rankings, a.k.a.
Bay Star, baby.
Bay Star today at 8:45. We judged all of your calls last week. We have rated the different regions of the Bay Area based on caller performance. We will release our top five at 8:45. You can weigh in. We also have others receiving votes. And you are being scored today. This is like college football, baby. Every Monday, we release the updated ratings because we love you. And because we love sitting on our high horse judging everybody else.
Yeah,
makes us feel better about ourselves.
It's what we do, Coach. And I look forward to this week, obviously, the top five, and then next week to see where there's movement. So if City X does well this week, but they don't do well next week, maybe they slide a few spots and someone comes up. There'll be some fluid movement.
Exactly. This is almost a preseason poll, but this is where you are. So if you're number two right now and you have a slightly below average week, you might not be moved out of the top five. You might just move down two spots, but it's not going to be a brand new ranking every single week.
Gotcha.
Some weeks it might be topsy-turvy. Everyone's just getting upset.
Mm.
Some weeks it might be the same, but it's on you, the caller, to rep your region. 9 minutes from now at about 8:10, we're giving you an opportunity to win $1,000. That's coming up as well. And Buki in studio at 9. We got to talk about what KD said Friday. Don't think. We've forgotten. All right, back to the phones. The topic of conversation is Alden Smith. Saturday night, 8:30 p.m., 911 receives a distress call from his residence regarding a domestic violence incident. This call, it has since come out, was made by his fiance. Alden got engaged in the last month. However, when police arrived, Alden was not there. He fled the scene. He was not discovered, apparently, until this morning. The report came out that he had called his fiance's parents to check him into rehab. So apparently Alden Smith is in rehab at the moment, but that's only the start of his concerns. We have spiraled this into a conversation about Reuben Foster and whether or not the NFL could help some of these players and whether or not Alden Smith is on a collision course with death. It may sound morbid, but something needs to intercede this trajectory because every year at this time, we seem to be having this conversation. Do you remember almost 3 years ago, it was you, me, and Henry? Doing a show talking about Alden?
I do.
It was coming off the night in which Alden crashed his car.
Got heated.
Still with the Niners, and they got really heated about how we handle A and B and C. And look where we are now. Almost 3 years later, we're still talking about this guy and alcohol. We're still talking about problems. Thank God no one has been killed yet. But we know that's where it's headed. This story ends with him dying or him killing someone unless something gets in the way and stops that from happening. And whether that's rehab or jail, something's got to happen. Otherwise, this pattern will continue, and it will continue until it gets
worse. His fiancée quoted Joe in the TMZ piece this morning, says, quote, "I wish the best for Alden, and I'm scared for his life with his addiction." And that's his fiancée. They've been engaged for about 3 months, and she says, "I cannot comment on the altercation, but I can tell you I love him and so happy he turned to my family, who considers him family, and hopefully he gets the help he truly needs." And hopefully he does get the help he truly needs, stays sober, and is able to start a new life, obviously away from football, but healthy, sober, and able to go forward.
Phone numbers 888-957-9570. Two shout-outs before we go back to the phone calls. Number one, shout-out Daily City's own Sam Rockwell, wins the Best Supporting Actor last night for 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Sam Rockwell from Daily City and the San Jose Earthquakes. Shout out a 3-2 win over Minnesota Saturday night. They get 3 points. They are on the board. Josh, Mountain View. Thanks for the phone call, Josh. What's going on?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Enjoying this conversation about Alden Smith and sobriety. You know, I'm a pastor actually here in Mountain View. Work with a lot of brokenness, see that a lot. We have set up for our employees just counseling as well. I also know about different companies. Google is one that has, they set up counselors for people who need help within their own, you know, place there. Have a buddy who they talk about mental illness, problems that go on in the head with life. If you have a broken arm, you go to a doctor, you fix it, right? And the company helps you with that. They start talking about mental illness and whatnot in that area as well. So I think that's a really helpful conversation to start having all over the place when you're talking about, you know, the difference between, you know, when someone's hurting and someone needs help and someone needs change in their lives. So.
Thanks for the phone call, Josh. Mountain View on the board. Since we started scoring, that is the first phone call from Mountain View on the board. and it's a positive reinforcement program. If your call drops off or maybe the take isn't super spicy like we're known to do around here, it's okay. It's okay. We're not ducking points. We only give out points. And just by showing up, you get some points.
Our producer was complaining off air this morning about Mountain View. I guess he's from Mountain View or lives in Mountain View. He was real disappointed. So there you go, Toad. You happy now? Mountain View? They're on the board.
Adam in San Jose. San Jose has been quite strong since we started this. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say, you know, like another caller mentioned, it is a disease, and you need to get help with the disease. I have experience with this in my family, and it's something that people also need to be able to do themselves. You can't force somebody to go to rehab and expect them to get better. They need to be able to do it themselves. But for players, they need to have that push and be able to have somebody to push them, to help them, and get in, to have them go to that facility and maybe, like you guys were saying, not participate in activities, but get in a routine. So it's second nature for them. Okay, I'm doing this today. But they're not getting into trouble. And to Joe's point earlier, I do have to disagree a little bit about, you know, if you get in a fight with your wife and you're always, oh, I'm going to have a drink, and that's always something you go to, that's going to get you into trouble as well. So have a good Monday, trying to represent San Jose, and have a good day, fellas.
And we'll duck that one for disagreeing with me. You must be new to the program. You're pretty much always right. So by disagreeing, there you just put yourself in a really tough spot.
There it is.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a good phone call. It's a real good phone call. It's a tough subject. There are a lot of varying viewpoints. I think ultimately most people want to come from a place of compassion. They want to come from a place of let's fix the problem rather than try to cover the problem up. But there's a lot of there are a lot of roadblocks that get in that way. How responsible do you need to be as a team to clean up the mess of the players? At some point, people want to see adults act like adults. And he's right. Like with a diet, you're never going to lose weight unless you actively want to lose weight. You're not going to get in shape unless you actively want to get in shape. You're never going to quit smoking. I wanted to quit smoking for years, but I enjoyed it. And it was like, I want to quit because I know it's bad, but I don't really care. Then you get to the point where 2 days before the kid's born, it's like, I got to shut this down. You shut it down because you have a reason. I haven't had one since.
Awesome.
You need that reason. You need that.
That's a quick one. A couple claps for you.
Is that even a clap?
It's been a year. Coach. Yeah, it's a quick little. We're proud of you, Joe.
Well, the point is, you really need to actively want to change. You need to want to change. Part of what takes place in therapy is the idea of substitution. You go into therapy because you have any number of issues, and a psychiatrist is going to try to get you to do something else to fill that void. It's like, you know, you're a drug addict. Well, what can we get you on that would fill that void of drugs, but it will be less destructive to you? Same with alcohol, same with anger management, all those things. It's about substitution theory, right? So what if you were able to convince everyone who has a serious alcohol problem? What if you just subbed weed in? Now, I know it sounds crazy at first, but imagine if that was the only way you could change the problem. If that was the first step, would that be a plus? Would that be a step in the right direction? Obviously, you're just taking one vice and subbing it with another, but studies have shown, let's be honest, you're taking a vice that causes far less damage to the body, causes far less destruction to society, causes far less damage in general, versus something that has been known to wreak havoc on a very regular basis. If you could take these guys in and you made marijuana legal and you were okay as a league, which again, collectively bargained,
right.
But if you made that something these guys could turn to rather than booze, how much better would we be able to make the state of the NFL?
I think a little bit better, but you still would be dealing with addiction and, like you say, substitution therapy or replacement therapy. It's kind of like when you have a heroin addict, and so you get them off heroin by putting them on methadone,
right.
But then you become addicted to methadone. So then what? We shift you down to aspirin or Vicodin or Oxy. I don't even know what else would come. To me, you still would have an addiction problem. Granted, marijuana, yes, better than alcohol in that way. But what happens then when you try to get them off marijuana? Do we get them into chewing gum or cough drops?
Was it that big of a deal at that point? Now it's completely legal in the state. Alcohol,
true.
Completely legal in the state. But you don't see people wrecking their cars on weed. You don't see people overdosing on marijuana. Weed doesn't lead to fights.
Domestic violence, yeah.
So many of the things that alcohol can lead to. Not saying it's perfect. But if you're going to have an individual using something, wouldn't you rather have them on pot than alcohol? If it was more readily available throughout not only the country, but the league, if the league wasn't going to punish you for it, because they don't really punish you for alcohol. They only punish you if you do something because of alcohol.
Right, right.
Weed, you get punished strictly for the substance. Wouldn't that be a way to at least improve upon this problem? Maybe you take the amount of individuals who have alcohol-related incidents each year and you trim it by, say, 20%. That would be improvement.
Yeah.
And that's where you want to start. You're never going to be able to solve the problem overnight, so wouldn't you want to at least try to mitigate the problem, lessen the problem?
Yeah, it's just interesting because the league and so many different companies and just the world we live in, Joe, we treat the problem but not the symptom. We treat the symptom but not the problem. My nose is running. I give you a Kleenex. Okay, I just treated the symptom, but that's not what's the problem. The problem is I got a virus or something, an infection in my body. I need to cure it. And whether we do it with weed, whether it's alcohol, just because these guys get in trouble, now they have a problem. Now they're in the program. But they've already are still alcoholics. They're still dependent on drugs. So these guys get caught and it comes to the forefront. There's so many people that need help in this world that we live in through drug addiction.
It's time for the 4K per day national cash contest. This is your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word TRIP to 72881. TRIP, T-R-I-P to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. If you are on hold, I personally guarantee you will get through when we come back. The number's 888-957-9570. It's Joe, Lowe, and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Warriors finished their road trip undefeated.
2-on-1, Curry lob, KD catch, and a dunk.
Next stop, the Brooklyn Nets.
Curry in the corner, nowhere to go. Ball knocked away, gets it back, now shoots a three, it's up and good.
Coverage starts tomorrow at 6.
How sick is that? Curry had very little room.
There's only one station to listen to the NBA champs. 95.7. The Game.
Hi, it's Greg Papa. How many of you enjoyed the Academy Awards this year? I always do. Although sports are my passion, I've always enjoyed movies and especially catching up on all the films nominated for Oscars. I'm sure some of you watched the ceremony and didn't even know half the films that were nominated. While I was out of commission while suffering from vertigo for 2.5 weeks, I was able to catch up on this year's nominated films. And thanks to Xfinity from Comcast, you can too, minus the vertigo. Xfinity On Demand has many Oscar-nominated films from this past year, including Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, The Florida Project, and Get Out. Plus, many more will be added in the coming months. And as always, you can watch these films and many others at home or on the go thanks to the Xfinity Stream app. Who needs a movie theater anymore when you got an Xfinity from Comcast giving you your own personal cinema in your home? So check out Xfinity today. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store and Veranda Shopping Center in Concord and the Hillsdale Shopping Center in San Mateo and experience everything they have to offer.
You probably heard that mortgage rates are rising, and many economic indicators are pointing to rates going up even further. If you're thinking about pulling cash out of your home to consolidate debt, invest in the stock market, purchase a rental property, or even buy the Bitcoin dip, you should call now before rates go any higher. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH now. With mortgage rates still at an affordable level, use the equity in your home to meet your financial goals. Cash Call Mortgage has loans with no closing costs, so if rates come back down, you can refinance again without incurring extra expense. Call 877-890-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License, NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
In a business like yours, things move fast. Every minute is precious. And when you have to hire a new employee, you can't afford to stop what you're doing. You need an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com, used by over 3 million businesses. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
This site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard.
I've used other websites in the past for hiring. Nothing has been this easy, this simple, and this effective.
And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs by getting more exposure to relevant job seekers. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/offer. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Get started today at Indeed.com/offer. Search for greatness. Search Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Spring is the season for great deals at the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Really bloom the season with Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or greet the change in weather and terrain with the available legendary 4x4 capability of Jeep Renegade. And no matter how far you wander, stay connected in Jeep Compass, who's top of its class in technology and connectivity. Don't miss the Jeep Spring Sales Event. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, AutoKnowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
95.7 The Game, trending now.
I'm Annika Gadeikis. The big story this morning, TMZ Sports has learned that Raiders linebacker Alden Smith has checked into a rehab, this following an alleged domestic violence incident on Saturday night. Police reportedly found the victim with non-life-threatening injuries, and Alden fled the scene prior to police arrival. Smith's fiance confirmed that she was the alleged victim. Steph Curry tweaked his ankle after landing on Zaza's foot during Friday's game in Atlanta. Now, Curry said he left the game as a precaution. Warriors back on the court tomorrow when they host Brooklyn. Remember, you can hear all Warrior games here on 95.7 The Game, and Hall of Famer Rick Barry will join the Afternoon Delight today at 12:45. Giants Steve Duggar is making a serious push in becoming the team's new center fielder. Joe Lowndes will talk to Giants play-by-play Dave Fleming about it coming up at 8:30 in the A's DFA. Brandon Moss and Kobe Bryant's animated short Dear Basketball won an Academy Award. I'm Anna Kagadaki's on the home for Warriors basketball. That's 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowndes continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's set it up. 13 minutes from now, Dave Fleming to talk about all things Giant baseball related. Woo-hoo. Steven Duggar continues to impress.
Do it, Duggar.
Mac Could Williamson, too.
Oh, Mac.
Man. How about those youngsters, Coach?
It's been a fun little spring down there. Matt Olson from the A's joined us this morning at 6:45. Check out the podcast when it goes live if you want to hit that up. But Fleming's coming up now in about 12 minutes. And at 8:45, finally, the release. The first ever release of the Bay Area Sports Talk audience rankings. The top five comprised by us with others receiving votes. You're all being judged again this week. And the phone lines are packed. Show up. Represent your communities. Topic of conversation is as follows. Alden Smith, Saturday night, a distress call to 911 at about 8:30 p.m. from his fiance regarding a domestic violence incident. Alden was not there when the police arrived. He essentially went MIA for 2 days. Reports this morning from TMZ that he called his fiance's parents and asked them to check him into rehab. It's a good step if he's actively looking for help. If he's looking to avoid an arrest or trouble with the law, well, that's eventually going to catch up with them. But this conversation has spiraled into a variety of different topics, and it's kind of an open forum day regarding alcoholism, drug use, what the NFL and sports in general, society in general, could do to help some of these guys, and where you stand on that. So if you want to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. We'll begin with Will in Marin. What's up, Will? Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I hear a lot of people saying that you know, oh, the NFL should start a program, and you know, they should set up a variety of resources for these players. But it's kind of out of their grasp, because I'm living proof of what alcoholism is, and I've survived it for 8 years. Luckily, I've been able to battle my disease every day, and it's tough, and it takes a lot more than just going to a program. First off, you have to accept the fact that, and you have to, you know, you kind of have to surrender to it. You have to realize, hey, you know what, I do have an issue. And it takes a lot of time, because a lot of people have egos, and especially if you're a professional athlete, that's probably pretty tough, because me, I'm not a professional athlete, and I didn't want to believe it at first. It was until I met people, you know, that lost everything. They hit rock bottom. We're talking about businessmen that had pinstripe suits and Ferraris and million-dollar houses. They lost their reputation, their name, their family, won't talk to them. And it kind of, you know, opened up my eyes because I didn't lose that much. And what I'm trying to say is pretty much Alden is not going to do this for anybody else but himself. And he's not going to do it because his mom wants him to do it, or his fiance wants to do it, or the Raiders want him to do it, or, you know, someone else wants to do it. Alden needs to do this for himself, because at the end of the day, Alden's only going to do things for what he wants to do. If he wants to continue drinking, he's going to do that. If he wants to better himself as a human, forget a football player. If he wants to better himself as a young man, then he's going to do it for himself, and he's going to have to find his way to do it. Now, the way that I look at it is, you have to go through real life situations. You can't just ship someone off to rehab. It doesn't work that way. Rehabs kind of take you out of the loop of reality. When you face adversity while you're going through this, which I had to, that really helped me. I had to, you know, maybe take, you know, disciplinary actions at work, or someone had to, you know, call me out on my stuff or say, you know, I was doing this and doing that, and I had to fight through that. And it would have been easier for me to go back and drink and just drown out my problems with self-medication. But instead, I took it, and I took it as constructive criticism, and I was lucky to be able to do that. So Alden Smith really needs people around him that loves him and wants him to be able to be better as a man, not just as a football player, because football is off the table. It's all about your health and your safety as a human being. So thanks, guys, for listening to what I have to say. Oh, and Joe, marijuana is not the right substitute.
Thank you, Will, with the uptick.
Thanks for sharing, Will. That's a great phone call, man. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Jack in San Jose. Thanks for the phone call, Jack. What's going on?
Yeah, so I've helped three of family members through the same thing, cocaine, alcohol. All three of them are over 20 years sober and clean. And it's not a matter of, you know, pushing somebody somewhere. They've got to want to do it, first of all. Moving them on to marijuana wouldn't help, because if they start smoking marijuana, it's just going to give them an easy excuse to drink or do cocaine or whatever that drug happens to be for them. If you have addictive personality disorder, a really good friend of mine is a psychiatrist for the CIA. That's what he does. He helps CIA agents who have addiction problems and violence and stuff like that. It's just, you have to want to do it, and you have to keep going. You know, these guys, my family members have been in AA and those programs their whole life. It never stops. You never quit. You know, they go get their chips all the time. They go to meetings weekly, monthly. That's what it takes, the commitment from the person. The NFL can help, and people can help and have those programs available to them, but they have to at some point take some ownership, responsibility, and want to get it done and go work the program. If you work the program and stick to it, it will do what it's supposed to do. I've helped them through it. My one cousin does smoke cigars incessantly, but that's his thing that he does that stays off everything else, because he's got a wife and three kids. And they went through the whole terrible thing. They lived with me for a while. It's just not a good situation. But you got to do what you got to do. But you have to really take that responsibility and want to do it. If you do, you can.
Thanks, Jack. Great phone call. We appreciate you sharing. Lo, I want to go back to something Will brought up. As a professional athlete, if you're battling one of these problems, do you think it's easier for some of these guys to overlook because they're a professional athlete and because maybe they've succeeded in so many aspects of their life and they've gotten to a certain point that maybe someone who's not a pro athlete wouldn't be as inclined to, or would be more inclined to recognize a problem than an athlete? Because you're in such great shape and you probably partied a little bit in college because you had access, let's be honest. So you battle this. You think it might be difficult to identify that you have a problem?
Absolutely. Because you've always done it, and you've always found a way to win. Think about it, Joe, when you're an athlete and you're professional, whatever, college, whatever. Think about your mindset. You go out and you get loose. You go out and get motorboated. The next day you come out and you figure about it, and you figure out you can win. You go through and you do this your whole career. This is what you've done. So someone tells you you got a drinking problem. You go out and you drink a couple beers or whatever, and you maybe you get hammered. You say, I'm not going to do it again. I can beat it. Boom, and you're good for a while, and you do it. Then you go and get blasted again. But you go in the sauna, you do all those things, you're back sober, and you're like, okay, I'm good with this. I can control this. You've been doing it your whole life. How can a guy go out and get crushed in a game and the next week, 2 weeks later, play the same team and win? Different outcome. Our mindset is totally different. When you're a professional, you're a sport, you're playing sports, you believe you can beat anything. I'd get in the car, Joe, and I'd have a couple, and I'm like, people are like, you good? I'm good. I'll do the thing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, still walk around clubbing after having 10, 15 shots. Like, yeah, I'm good. And been in a situation where just like stupid. But at the same sense, window down and we've all, I know I can do this. Breathe and just like focus. Cop right behind you. And you just don't even blink just because I know I can do it.
Stay inside just the lines.
Stay inside the lines. But you, but all your life you've been like beating. And you've been, and trust me, I've been in the car, bro. Cops lights me up. Boom. I'm hammered. And you know what? And it's not about the crazy. And like, happening, you know, got to pass. Neil, switch it. And it's like, and you take chances. You become numb. You get stupid. You
think you'll always get away with
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad you're sharing, Lo, because this is incredible. And it really paints a picture of that invincibility that you pro athletes have, that feeling of, you know, you can do incredible things. You can squat 600 pounds. You can knock Ray Lewis over in the A gap. And yet you get outside the field and you feel like you have that same invincibility.
It's really crazy, man. I'm telling you, you feel like, man, I just got in front of a car and just like, all right, let me show you. And just pick up a car just aside just because you can. And guys, look how, and you really sometimes feel superhuman. A lot of things that you do and you can do and people look at it and you marvel and just jump over a fence, one, just pick up 400 or 500 pounds. And you're like, you feel really different. And everyone looks at you really different. And you get in certain situations, you'll put yourself in harm's way, jump in a fight, help other people out because you feel invincible. And you're right. And Will's right. Sometimes it's the pride. It's knowing that, man, oh, I can get away with it. Oh, I can push it. And it ain't going to happen to me. And it is. And then you get in the real world, and it's like, that was one of the biggest things, getting into business and doing stuff with other people. And it's like, I used to can build it, impose my will on a Ray Lewis or do those things. And then you get in the business world, and you've been in all those different things and certain things after you get out. And it's like, you can't do that. I can't go and grab you if you try to cheat me, steal my money. It's a different animal. And a lot of guys, they deal with these addictions, and they think, I can beat it. I'm not addicted. I'm tough. I'm strong. I'm mentally okay. And we keep going down that road, Joe. And it's just like, and you go further and further. And it's like, I'm all right. Because maybe you won't drink for 2 days. Or maybe you don't drink for 2 weeks. Then you only have
a
beer.
Yourself.
You convince yourself. Yes. Yeah. And then maybe you only have 2 beers or 3 beers. And then one night you're like, boys, let's go. And then you go 15 shots. You're like, and it's like, and then you reel it back in. So you say, I can control this. And so it's like Will saying, it's tough. And I had to deal with the real. I had to deal with it and understand who do I really want to be? And I still sober, drunk at times. I would still be the nicest guy. I'm still a lot of fun. All those different things. I joke around, do all those great things. And then at times it's like, dude, I'm not the same person. People have said, Lo, you're an ass when you're drunk. Like, at times done stuff that's just stupid. And like, but and then people forgive you and they don't, you don't think that you have a problem because everyone else was doing it.
Well, you know what that stems into? How many times would you say in the last 4 to 5 years we've heard about Alden Smith in the news because he's done something alcohol-related or he's done something that's caused a problem? Four or five, maybe?
Five or six, I was thinking, yeah.
All right, let's call it five or six, right? Do you think he just happened to make 6 mistakes and he got caught all 6 times? Or do you think that these are really the only times anyone's ever caught him? I think the stat, and don't quote me on this, but I think the stat is something like the average drunk driver drives impaired like 280 times before they get a DUI.
Oh my God.
It's a really big number. It's a really big number. So there's no one out there who gets nailed for a DUI and it's just, it's the unlucky night. It was the one time in my life I chose to do this and I got caught. I'm sure there's that rare instance and then the person wakes up and never does it again. But the point being, for Alden to get nailed, I mean, 5 or 6 times over the last few years, the incidents keep piling up. Do we really believe those were the only 5 or 6 incidents, or are those only the 5 or 6 times he got caught?
That's probably more likely, just the times he got caught, and especially when you start to see and hear some of the details, and the latest is he drank 2 bottles of tequila. That's not a first-time drinker, I made a mistake, getting behind the wheel sort of detail or sort of a circumstance. If that's really, and that's according to the San Francisco Dispatch report, apparently, if that's the level he's at, that's near suicidal type levels of drinking.
And that's totally different. I totally agree. When you're drinking excess like that and you're by yourself and those different things, and I'm not justifying, and that's why sometimes I even ask, I said, well, is it because I'm with my friends that I drink like that, it makes it okay? But then if I was by myself and if a person do it by itself, I just feel, God, that person has a problem. But if we get hammered, if it's a couple guys, it's okay.
Well, yeah, if you go to Vegas and act like a complete fool, it's completely fine because Vegas has the, oh, what happens here stays here. We've actually created a brand where you can come here and you can completely lose control. And don't worry, no one's going to say anything.
9 days, Coach. I'm leaving in 9 days. So we'll go ahead and file that away for mid-March, and we'll just try to keep me out of the police blotter. How about that?
Yeah, you and Kim Kardashian. I'm sure you guys.
She gone. Kimmy's gone. Look me up, girl. How about your boy,
James and Hayward? Thanks for the phone call, James. The floor is yours. Go ahead, James.
Jimmy.
James says I'm out.
James,
I'm out.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Here. Hear me?
Yeah, please, James. Go ahead. We hear you.
Oh yeah, had to get me off my speaker.
Hey, buddy.
Couple aspects to this. One of them is that, unfortunately, this is a business. You know, it's a hot commodity. This guy's worth how much? You know, we've seen this. How far does this go back? I don't know if you guys have a memory like me. I'm a little bit older than the average caller. Mercury Morris, Hollywood Henderson. I mean, this is not new. This goes back. This guy's on a self-destructive path. We need to get him some help. Not as a football player, but as a person. He's not going to do this for family. He's not going to do this for friends. He's not going to do this. Unfortunately, people don't do it for their children. So we need to get him some help as a human being, as a person. This guy's an extraordinary athlete. That goes without saying. You know, he's a superior athlete, but he's got much more to do and much more problems than just, you know, what's going on with him and a girl he met 3 months ago, you know. So let's look at trying to get him some help as a human being, as a person, rather than, you know, worrying about what's going on with his football career, because that's going to be over in a minute, and he has to move on with the rest of his life. And he's a kid, a young kid. So let's look at trying to get him some real treatment in his life.
Thanks,
you know,
James.
Somebody intervene.
Appreciate the phone call. The only reason we're cutting you off is because we have Dave Fleming on the line. But we do appreciate the phone call. Thank you for weighing in. Speaking of which, play-by-play voice for the San Francisco Giants and ESPN, Dave Fleming joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Flem? How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Thank you.
Great to have you on the program. Steven Duggar having quite the spring so far. I know there's still a few weeks to go, but gut instinct, do you think he's going to make that opening day roster?
Yeah, I always get reluctant because yesterday on both our radio and television broadcasts, I'm sure that Steven was featured rather prominently. He was the star yesterday. And I always walk away from those going, man, are we doing this kid any favors? It's March 4th or whatever it was. And we're pumping this guy up like he's the next coming. I do think there is a better than even chance that he makes the team based on what he's shown so far. I think the Giants wanted to. The parameters I think that were set up were you got to really – win a job. You got to prove to us that it would be a huge mistake not to have you on the team. And so far, if they were making the decision today, it would feel like a huge mistake not to have him on the team. If it were today, I think he would be on the opening day roster. You know, it is, you always have to couch it in, hey, it's spring training, number one. Pitchers are just ramping up. The ball flies. It's a great place to hit overall. You got to qualify it with all that stuff. But you also watch this guy play, and the tools, the mechanics, everything looks the way it's supposed to look with him. So there's a lot to be excited about.
And what a fix that would be in center field if he was the real deal. The other guy stealing some headlines, Dave, Mac Williamson, 3 home runs, also 12 runs batted in. I know spring numbers can be inflated for those very reasons, but how much is he forcing the Giants' hand as far as including him in the opening day roster?
I think there's a much less chance of him being on the opening day roster, primarily just because of the skill set and the presence of Hunter Pence. I mean, it's hard to imagine Mac being a regular player at the start of the year while Pence is healthy, McCutcheon's healthy. What I do think he's doing is reestablishing his value as maybe like either the next guy up, or if one of those regulars has some real struggles, being an option early in the year. So it's a little different situation for me, but it's really nice to see. He worked really hard on changing something. You know, it's not easy for a young player. You get to the big leagues, you feel validated, right? It's like, hey, what I was doing was right. I've made it. Nobody makes it. I made it. It's hard for those players to self-evaluate and say, yeah, I made it. but I'm doing something that's holding me back from a higher ceiling. And I think he has recognized that. Now, it's easier said than done to turn yourself into a star. It's a, you know, we all cite Justin Turner, and I think you put the two of them side by side. Turner changed his mechanics, became a much different player, an all-star player. The mechanics look really similar to me, what Mack Williamson is doing now. But there aren't that many Justin Turners. So you can try, you can do it, you can make an effort. It's still not easy to pull off.
In your opinion, does Panda have a chance to become an everyday player? How do the Giants view him just overall?
I do not believe he will be an everyday player, and I don't think that chance is there unless somebody gets hurt. I mean, I just think, I guess it's possible that Evan Longoria, you know, somehow cratered or hit a wall, you know, either we don't see it coming, but I don't see that happening. I think Panda's best opportunity to help the team is he is a guy who has a little pop. He can come off the bench, play a couple different positions, and they're paying him the minimum because the Red Sox are paying the full salary. So I just don't see them choosing Panda over Longoria, and that would be the only spot. I mean, Belt's going to play. I guess the other qualifier would be, to me, the number one thing that is hanging over this season, and maybe the number one question that is hanging over the Giants for the next few years, is Brandon Belt and the concussion thing. I mean, the concussion thing is extremely scary for an athlete when you've had four of them like he has, and this last one really lingered and was a problem. Now he's doing great. He's feeling great. Everything's good. But to me, like, there's this fear of one more. Is that going to be it? Is it never going to go away? If something else, like, and I hate to exist like that. You don't want to be paranoid and fearful, but I mean, that is a huge concern to me for the Giants and for Brandon Belt.
Dave Fleming joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Flem, I'm sure you're up to date on the concept of bullpenning, something the Dodgers were very apt to do in the playoffs last year. The analytics point to the third time through a lineup for a pitcher, the numbers get so much more favorable for the hitters that bullpenning would mean turn it over to the bullpen. Let them get into the game earlier than before. Now, I know Boach is a little bit more old school, and he does have a couple horses in Bumgarner and Cueto, but the team has spent a lot of money this offseason, or at least a lot of an investment, in getting a guy like Tony Watson and bringing in some other bullpen pieces, Will Smith getting healthy. Do you think maybe the Giants shift a little bit more towards this philosophy? Maybe we don't see Bumgarner and Cueto going as late in the games?
I think they should. I mean, I think they should at least toy with it and see how it works, because I think the proof is there in the results for these teams that have adopted that philosophy, like the Dodgers, like the Houston Astros, like the New York Yankees. There are a lot of teams who are doing it to great effect. And, you know, that might mean that you use Ty Block or somebody like him as a sort of a super reliever, swing man, 2-3 times a week. Even he's going to come in and take you maybe not a full time through the lineup, but you know, he might be able to get a lot of outs out of the bullpen. Use somebody like that. You think of if you watch the Dodgers in the playoffs last year, what Kenta Maeda did several times. Now look, the playoffs are different from the regular season, but even with Cueto, I mean, Bumgarner's a guy where you kind of figure he's got his own program. Even Cueto last year was not the same guy, and I would be willing, if I were the Giants, to consider using him in a slightly different way this year, being more aggressive with it. That said, I would also think that the Giants have to be strongly considering doing another thing that teams are doing, and that is, instead of having five starters, you've got about eight starting pitchers, and you use, well, whoever it is, Andrew Suarez, Ty Block, Tyler Beede, Chris Stratton, you know, whoever you have in the back end of your rotation with matchups, with options to the minor leagues, using the disabled list a little more liberally, you know, you try to keep people fresh, keep pitchers from seeing teams over and over again. There's lots of ways that teams are manipulating this stuff these days, and it's working. And I think the Giants need to, you know, consider, if not full-on adoption of all that stuff, at least using it to some degree.
That's an interesting point, Dave, especially as you look to the back end of the rotation with question marks at number four and number five. But early on in the season, they won't need to go to a fifth starter. In fact, Bumgarner could pitch three times in the first nine games. How much good sense does that make, and how important is it that they get off to a good start this year?
I mean, I wouldn't do it if it were up to me, but that's just me. I mean, I can – and Bumgarner is such a special case that maybe he's just saying, I want to do it. And so you listen to your guy who's your leader and your stud, and maybe there's a psychological value in sort of setting an example and setting a tone like, you know, I mean business here. And maybe because it's Bumgarner, I would do it that way. But to me, I would just – you know, I don't think a good start is nice, but I would, for me, I would use the early part of the season to give everybody a shot. Players who you're trying to evaluate, use people even more liberally early in the year, just to kind of see what you have. Get people who don't have a ton of experience in certain roles a little more experience. But I do think they're probably more likely to do what you're suggesting, and that is use Bumgarner really aggressively early.
Check him out on Twitter at Fleming Dave, play-by-play voice for the Giants and ESPN. Dave Fleming with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Dave, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the insights. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Anytime. I will say, just as a final thought, being down there this weekend, there it was definitely a different feeling and enthusiasm about this team. And so that made me feel good. I came home last night thinking, you know what? This team has a little something to it, which I thought before, but it was nice to see it up close. I think they're on to something.
Even your World Series, you heard it from Fleming first.
Yeah. Make the call right now.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
See you guys.
We do keep hearing that. Everyone keeps saying the same thing. I don't think anyone's trying to hype up World Series, but at the very least, people are saying there's a different buzz around the team than there was last year. There were a lot of things that took place throughout the course of the season, notably the tragedy in Brandon Crawford's family.
Yeah.
You take that, you take injuries, you take a losing streak, you take some cliques in the clubhouse that might not have necessarily got along, and the thing got out of hand in a hurry. This year, it's feeling as if there's a little bit more of a bounce in everyone's step.
Blisters and bike accidents. You had
it was bad.
You had a closer who couldn't close. Yeah. You had a concussed first baseman. It was all bad, just about stem to stern, except for your catcher, who turns out is a pretty decent little hitter. What, he hit like 320 last year?
Okay.
That went unnoticed in a 98 loss team, but he was a monster all year long.
We're going to get to the caller power rankings in just a second.
Very excited
about this. I got to throw this out there. It's not going to be a full discussion right now, but we are going to have it with Buki. Some listener sent it to me on Twitter. I think it was like Friday night. A high school basketball game ended with a 93-7 final. 93-7. And then afterwards, the school came out and apologized. That's not what we're about. We're sorry that happened. We seem to get a story like this every year, either in men's or women's high school sports. We tend to get a story every year where one team just absolutely annihilates another. And then we get to a point where, should you do that? Is that okay? Do you need an apology? Just quickly, because we'll bring Buki in about 20 minutes, ask him, where do you land on that? Do you need to apologize for doing that to a high school team?
You don't, as long as you put your third and fourth string in there. Now, if you played your starters, then you apologize. But if you got all your backups playing, you don't apologize.
Yes, you do apologize. And as you start to peel the story back, you realize that they were up 70-4 after three quarters and still pressing, according to some reports.
Oh, really?
Shooting three-pointers. I'm just looking at per local media reports, the Vikings kept many of their starters in the game until late, kept up the full court press into the third quarter, and after three, you're up 70-4. You're hitting three-point shots. At that point, yes, you'd need to apologize.
100%. I think so, too. I mean, what would they do in Norway? I don't think they'd even keep score at that point.
No, they don't keep score they probably would, because they don't keep score until 12 years of age. And then when they get to 12 years of age, they start keeping score, which is an interesting concept because they dominated the Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons is that there's no pressure in Norway. Like, there's literally no pressure. They go out there, they do their thing, they smile, they laugh, they go home. It's a very laid-back culture. So you got to wonder whether or not you'd want to bring that into our culture. But you have a lot of athletes, guys like Ray Lewis, who they'll tell you time and time again, and you've said this perfectly, he had no choice but to be great. A guy like him probably isn't interested in playing a game that doesn't result in a score. James Harrison had that great line, at least I thought, when his two sons came home from, I think it was a football game, and they had participation trophies. He goes, what are these? They're participation trophies. He goes, did you win? No. Give them to me. He went back and he turned them in. I don't want my kids thinking that when you lose, it's okay. And it wasn't as if he was trying to be a hard ass. He wanted to send the message to his kids. Look, there are going to be times in life where your best isn't good enough. Sometimes you're going to give your best and sometimes you're going to lose. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be able to accept that. You're not going to get a trophy that says, hey, you tried really hard. Here's right. your trophy. Sorry, right. you lost. So, I mean, on which side do you end up on? Do you want the hard lessons that come with life at a younger age like that? Or is there some sort of responsibility to at least show some good sportsmanship? Well, I think that's a bit excessive.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that.
I was talking about in general. Yeah, so that's okay. My statement was,
hell, if you're playing with your third and your fourth string guys, guys that usually don't even get on the court, and they're able to play and you're not doing the stuff that you read, Dibs, yeah, you don't do that. But you don't have to apologize then.
We'll jump into that more with Buki in just a bit. But it's now finally time. Dibs, can I get maybe a drum roll, please?
You know it's a long one.
We have reached the point in the program where we are now set to release our first ever Bay Area Sports Talk audience rankings. We began this idea last week just for fun, and then we took a ton of calls. And we decided, you know what, we're going to start ranking the regions on this program. Much like college football, we will release the rankings every Monday. We're only doing a top five, though. We're not going to rank 70 locations. We're going to rank a top five, and then we're going to have others receiving votes. Now, it is on you to rep your region. This is a new week, so everything that's happened today has been tracked, and you will have the opportunity to jockey your region a little higher in the rankings or possibly a little lower in the rankings. And there is a team on here. There is a region in the top five right now that is losing significant ground this morning. I'll explain that when we're done. But, yeah, you're all being judged now. Feels good.
I like it.
It's great up in our Ivy Towers.
Why not?
Didn't have to go to law school. Didn't have to pass the bar. But we got the gown and the gavel right here. We're judging everybody.
All right. Here we go. How about some music, please?
And now, for the first time, the Bay Area Sports Talk audience rankings. Here's Joe Fortenbaugh.
Nice. Very good.
Bay Star is what we're calling it for short. Bay Star. Shout out Dibs for coming up with the name. In the fifth position, with a population of 40,039 people, Campbell. Ladies and gentlemen, Campbell coming in as the fifth-ranked region. Campbell was quietly consistent last week over the ratings period. No major hot take phone calls, but just a steady stream of jabs throughout the three-day process. Campbell coming in at number five. In the four position, with a population of just over 864,000 people, it's the city of San Francisco. Now, you might think with that many people, they'd be ranked a little bit higher, but quite frankly, the city didn't show up as much as they could have. We did, however, take several calls from the city. Jonathan leading the way as someone with his unique perspective on things. San Francisco coming in at four. Number three in Bay Star, Napa. Napa coming in three. Napa had a really strong week led by RJ. Calls every day, multiple calls, strong calls on a variety of topics. A lot of range coming out of Napa, Dibs. A lot of range.
Yeah, hot takes, couple of lukewarm room temperature takes, even a cold take or two. They all get judged and they all count.
Number two. No surprise here. The volume, the sheer volume of phone calls from San Jose has got them number two. In fact, I will say this, San Jose has made a strong push today.
Wow.
They are challenging number one, who is officially on alert. Number one is officially on alert. I take it you have something you want to say?
Yes, I'm going to guess number one, Joe.
That's not how this works. I announce them and then you can react.
Oh, I was going to say Fresno, but...
Let me tell you something about Central Valley. Not even under the others receiving votes.
Even after
all the trolling last week, you couldn't get anyone from the Central Valley to call. We'd love to hear from them.
Love to.
888-957-9570. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't call.
Okay.
So San Jose's in second. And San Jose right now, first day into the new ratings period, is making a very strong push at number one. And number one, we love you. Number one, we know you. But number one, you have been absent today and you are already on the ropes. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, it's where Dibs lives.
Yeah, baby.
Oakland, California had a huge week last week. In our metrics, Oakland showed up with volume. Oakland showed up with spice. Oakland showed up with great timing, too. The phone calls didn't run too long. They didn't run too short. All the way around, Oakland showed up and repped. Oakland is your number one region in the first ever installment of the Bay Area Sports Talk audience rankings. also known as Baystar.
Shout out Oakland, California. It's strong. 5-1-0, coach, at the top of the rankings for a week. Hopefully they can deliver this week and stay on top for next Monday.
Recap, Oakland number one, San Jose number two, Napa coming in very strong number three, San Francisco four, Campbell in the five position. Now, others receiving votes, and a couple of these have shown up big today. Vallejo, Hayward, Fremont, Novato, and Benicia. Those five have shown up strong. Now, they were just on the outside of the top five, and we've noticed some very strong movement from Hayward today. Hayward making a big push. So if I'm Campbell right now, I'm shook a little bit. If I'm San Francisco right now, I'm shook. And flat out, Oakland, where are you at? The number's 888-957-9570. I mean, we couldn't even get all the way into the first show before I'm questioning what number one.
Yeah.
Strong last week, but nowhere to be found today.
Luckily, it is a five-day week this week, and I will take copious notes on Friday when you're doing your solo daddy day, your SDD. So we'll make sure that the rankings reflect that day as well. It's early, but so far, yeah, the town looking vulnerable at the top spot of the Baystar.
The Baystar, Bay Area Sports Talk audience rankings. And here's how it works for those just joining us. We don't duck you for calling. If the call happens to drop out, we understand it happens. If the take isn't as spicy as we may be used to, we're not going to punish you for that either. The reality is it's positive reinforcement. The strongest calls, the calls with the inside angles, the upticks, for example, tend to get a lot of bonus points. And I'll tell you another area that's coming on strong. Mountain View today has had a few phone calls. After nothing last week, Mountain View coming on very strong. Anthony in Mountain View wanted to talk about Alden Smith. Anthony, thanks for the phone call. What's up?
I just pretty much want to say that nowadays with the fast-paced lifestyle, if you surround yourself around good people and, you know, people that don't have those kind of habits where, well, it doesn't matter whether it's drinking, smoking, gambling, you got to surround yourself around just the right people, because you need to have people that have the best interest in yourself and them, because otherwise you'll just fall victim to the categories and the statistics that we live in, because nowadays it's just a lot of high pressure to perform and in the field or off the field, you know, like you have to hold up an image that, hey, I'm Alden Smith, so I got to be cool. Like, nah, man, being cool is taking care of your family, staying out of trouble, getting reinstated back into the NFL, if even the NFL is even in your, you know, in your agenda at that moment. Because right now I feel like his health is better, more of the importance than playing football, you know, and that's all I want to say. And you guys make me laugh and you guys get down. And I'll take that off the air.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the phone call, although saying that at the end will really get Dibs upset.
Yeah, we don't dock you on this program, but that's as close as possible to getting docked there. I'll call you later, Anthony, with my response off the air.
You don't like the off-air comment because of why?
Because I'm not going to give you the comment off the air. It's actually going to come on the air. To give you the comment off the air would be for me to call you at home, send you a handwritten note or something of that ilk, which is not going to happen.
Maybe they want you to. Maybe they're asking.
I want a lot of things, Anna. Like, I want Livermore and San Ramon, your hometowns, to show up.
Very disappointed in my
But they have. Los Alameda. Where are you at, Alameda? Oh, they're letting you down.
Well, no, Alameda will come up. I ain't worried about Alameda.
You should be. We didn't take much from them last week.
Alameda.
I think they're shook.
Blow it up, Alameda.
You tried this. You tried to get Central Valley to blow it up. You put it on Facebook twice.
Tom Simbriski came very, very strong in the Central Valley.
You got that one singular call.
Tommy was very, very strong. Alameda, show them what's happening, how we do it in Alameda.
Yeah, we'll see, Alameda. 888-957-9570. Your rankings again.
He was on you.
Oakland in the top spot, but it's shaky one day in the week, too. San Jose in the two spot, making a strong case for why they should have been number one. Napa, three. San Francisco, four. Campbell, five. Others receiving votes, Vallejo, Hayward, Fremont, Novato, and Benicia. We wanted to get Marin on there. Will has always dominated from Marin, but he's got no help, coach.
Yes.
He's got no help. He's a one-man act.
And if you are just repping Marin, then somebody from Novato, those are two different things. So unless Will wants to declare an actual city, he's carrying a whole county by himself, coach.
Here's Lionel in Fremont calling in on the Baystar rankings. What's up, Lionel? How are you? Lionel. See.
Come on,
we're not
going to
dock Fremont, but I can't necessarily give anybody any credit for that.
Damn!
Luis in Stockton. Luis, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going pretty well. How about you?
Pretty good.
Bring us some Dante's pizza up here.
I'm sorry?
Bring us some Dante pizza up
here. Don't listen to that. Lo is getting his job confused with the day on the couch.
I was just there yesterday, Lo.
Stop traffic.
I want to know why Stockton wasn't on the power ranking or not even an honorable mention. I was on 3 times last week, you guys.
You've repped. Luis, you've repped. You are in the notes, and Stockton was in consideration this morning for a spot in the others receiving votes. You're just not getting enough people to come with you. Mm. It's like Will up in Marin. He's repping Marin. He's going hard. He just doesn't have any firepower with him. You got to get some other callers in, son. But you, yourself, you're repping the area very well. You're putting up a fight against some of the big dogs.
All right. Well, let me get a round of applause then so I can end this call nice.
All right, no problem, Luis.
Come on, he's
Luis. We love you,
Luis.
There's your round.
That's so
you want a round? There's a round. It's a small round.
Tough,
tiny round.
Just like two claps is all that was.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't get to call out your drops. You get what you get.
Why'd you come so hard at Anna with Livermore? Why'd you come hard at her like
because
that?
They haven't showed up. Come on, Livermore, show up. My hometown of Santa Ramon needs to show up. By the way, text line does not count, people. Everybody keeps saying, hey, we're here. From
Alameda's blowing up right now on text line. Alameda, they want to call in, Alameda.
From the 510, Joe, enough with the positive reinforcement. And Lo knows what's up. Alameda, stay lit.
Yes,
Joe from the 510.
See, that's a great
it's
text.
It's great. The text line right. The text line does not count. PenskeAutoSales.com text line. We love hearing from you. Don't get me wrong. We understand everyone can't call. You might not all have access. But the point is, this is about the phones. This is the power rings. You got to bring the heat. You got to bring the spice. And for the top five we have on there, they had very spicy week ones. That's why they're in the top five. Fremont, Hayward in the others receiving vote category, coming in spicy today as well, jockeying to try to knock Campbell out of the five and possibly even San Francisco out of the four.
Yeah, if you're not on the list, then you just got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get ready for the next ball game. It's like the AP college football rankings. If you find yourself out of the rankings, go out there and win a game. Beat a good team. Beat a ranked city, and you'll show up in these rankings.
East Palo Alto, Palo Alto, San Mateo, Sunnyvale, just some of the individuals' regions that made it into the discussion, but they didn't get a spot because it just wasn't spicy enough or there just wasn't enough volume. So we'll take some more calls on Baystar throughout the morning. If you have grievances, we're willing to hear them. If they're spicy enough, they could help your region. 888-957-9570. But Buki's going to join us next. And if you saw the story that broke Friday after we went off the air regarding Kevin Durant, well, you know what that means for this program, and you might have a good time with us in the next hour. All that's coming up. Joe Lo and Debs, 95.7 The Game.
Damon Bruce, weekdays 3 to 7 on 95.7 The Game.
Social media is going to be the death of us all. Now any blithering idiot can anonymously start harping on anything, anywhere, anytime, 365 days a year of hot air and nonsense.
Listen to Damon Bruce every weekday from 3 to 7. The biggest names in the Bay Area. Only on 95.7 The Game.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Stop dreaming and start driving. Land Rover Marin wants you to live the dream and drive a new Land Rover or Range Rover today. Pricing and payments are at an all-time low during the Land Rover Own the Adventure sales event. Living the dream in Marin. Visit LandRoverMarin.com.
Want a bright future without lasting debt? St. Mary's offers MBA and master's programs in business analytics, finance, and accounting. Join them March 13th for an online information session. Visit StMary'sMBA.com.
Dan Dibley here for Rep the Squad, a jersey subscription club that lets you rep who you want, when you want. It's like Netflix for jerseys. They've got authentic Warriors jerseys from all your favorites, Draymond, Steph, KD, Clay. They've got Zaza. They even have Estot, plus legends like Mullen, Hardaway, Rick Barry, and more. We got a free trial going on right now to help you elevate your game. Go to RepTheSquad.com and enter the promo code KGMZTRIAL. Adult subscriptions are just $19.95 a month. Go to RepTheSquad.com, use the promo code KGMZ trial.
Winner!
That's a sound you don't forget.
Winner!
and that's a feeling you don't forget. Want it to be your voice yelling that out? It happens every day at Livermore Casino, the only place in the Tri-Valley for real poker. Play Vegas-style blackjack, pie-gow, and now featuring Easy Baccarat. Mention 95.7 The Game, and $20 gets you $50 for first-time poker players. You can't see us from the freeway. Just take the first street exit off 580 towards downtown Livermore and follow the sound of...
Winner! Noses, time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And